Hello, welcome to my podcast. Thank you for joining me. And today, I'll be talking about pink bluebells. I was lying in my bed, like every Saturday morning. The sun rays peeked through the blinds of my window. As much as I hate to admit it, but like every other morning, not just Saturday morning, I struggled to get out of the death trap that was my bed. It almost felt like I was tangled in vines lying down, except unlike actual vines, I was comfortable and dreading the thought of leaning slightly to the left or right and taking my first two steps for the day. Then gentle three knocks tapped on the door. It was my dad. Again, not very proud of this, but I'm practically a hibernating bear in the mornings. It would be a lie to say I didn't snap at him even for a little bit, but today was different. I was filled with anticipation for those three gentle knocks that would normally mean school or work for me. This instead meant it was time to get ready to go out and look for bluebells. An exciting ritual for me. I love biology, and in an early season, we saw a bluebell that wasn't blue or white, but was pink. A bright pink. And not a purple, or a mix between the two. A pure pink adult bluebell. What we assumed to be as rare as finding a Baltimore Oriole around Big Woods Lake, or an albino animal scurrying about. I remember this one time when we were driving home and we saw what we thought was a swan flying around, but upon closer inspection was an albino goose, which, now looking back on it, would be more impressive if the goose population was a little lower. I sluggishly got out of bed and stood up, putting on my black sweatpants and bright green t-shirt. I then slept into my thick leather hikers and walked down the hallway, past the bedroom, past my mom's room, into the front door, and finally outside. My dad's big black truck sat outside in the driveway as we loaded our bikes into the back. He was wearing his big green coat and black gloves that blended in the truck like camouflage. His equally black sunglasses weren't like those you'd see in movies. They were just like his regular glasses, but with black lenses. "Hey," he said cheerfully, "are you ready?" All I said was yeah, unintentionally hiding my excitement. I got into the truck slowly, and soon we took right off. As we arrived, the sky looked like it was about to rain, but instead of water falling from the sky, we saw a blue sea of sweetness. That, and the fluffy soft blossoms of wild plums collaborated in a heavenly scent that was not only fresh, but was as if they were tucking your sinuses to bed. Gray sand sprinkled across the dirt like sugar on cereal. Now the search had begun. We would find that pink bluebell. I guaranteed that for myself. I used my eyes to search the blue pasture for any gentle dot of pink. After looking around, standing in a single spot, my grail emerged, under the leafy shadow of a blooming honeysuckle. I immediately pointed it out to my dad, which he had trouble seeing. Even I had lost its location for a bit before needing to find it again. We approached it to get a closer look. There it was, the pink bluebell. We took our pictures, but when I looked to the northeast, I saw another pink spot deeper into the landscape. We approached it, like the previous one, and I saw it was true. Another one. How could there be two in here? Oddly enough, there was no white bluebells. None at all. Just a land caked in blue. We were expecting to see at least 1/4 of the bluebells to be white, but nope. We were expecting to see at least 1/4 of the bluebells to be white, but nope. It was all blue. To where you could mistake it for yourself standing on the sky. When we came here last time, the bluebells bloomed. It was full of white, but now they're all gone. Such a sturdy plant could have just been wiped out like that. The search continued. We found about 4 pink bluebells, and that's where it was just, We found about 4 pink bluebells that were just as florid as one another. We swam in the ocean for what seemed like ages, not single white. I may have found the pink bluebell I was after, but now the search continues. I must find a white bluebell. I pray for their return next year, another year full of bluebells and another mystery to discover.